Are you interested in marriage, but you're not sure about kids? So, you need to consider your hesitation. Children are the joy of life, its beauty, and its ornament. They are the open flowers that bring hope, happiness, and love in life. They are tomorrow's generation and the nation's future hope. The Quran mentions wealth and children are but adornment of the worldly life. 1846. Raising children is not an easy task. However, we have the best role model, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, to teach us how. 1. Prophet Muhammad treated children with kindness. Narrated Abu Huraira, once the Prophet went out during the day till he reached the market of Bani Kainuka, and then he went to Fatima's house and asked about his grandson. After a while, the boy came out running, and the Prophet embraced and kissed him, and then said, O Allah, I love him, and love whoever loves him. 2. The Prophet was merciful to children. Narrated Abu Huraira, Allah's apostle kissed his grandson while a man was sitting beside him. The man said, I have 10 children, and I have never kissed any of them. Allah's apostle said to him, Whoever is not merciful to others will not be treated mercifully. 3. Prophet Muhammad advised parents to treat their children justly to teach children etiquettes of justice. He said, Fear Allah and treat your children fairly. 4. The Prophet addressed children according to their level of understanding and lifted their spirits. Narrated Anas, The Prophet used to mix with us to the extent that he would say to a younger brother of mine, O father of Humaira, what did Nuraira, a bird, do? 5. The Prophet never punished or underestimated any child. Narrated Omar ibn Abi Salama, I was a boy under the care of Allah's apostle, and my hand used to go around the dish while I was eating. So Allah's apostle said to me, O boy, mention the name of Allah and eat with your right hand, and eat of the dish what is nearer to you. 6. Prophet Muhammad was an educator. Once he said to Ibn Abbas, O young man, I shall teach you some words. Be mindful of Allah, and Allah will protect you. Be mindful of Allah, and you will find Him with you. If you have need to ask, ask of Allah. And if you seek help from Allah. Know that even if the nation was to gather together to benefit you with something, they would not benefit you with anything except that which Allah has already recorded for you. And that if they gathered together to harm you with something, they would not be able to harm you with anything except that which Allah has already recorded against you. The pens have been lifted and the pages have dried. 7. The Prophet let children attend meetings with elders and never separated them to get them involved in dialogues and build their characters. 8. The Prophet called on parents to be honest with children and to fulfill their promises so that the child does not learn to lie. 9. The Prophet respected children's rights, no matter how young they were, and responded to their demands. So, Prophet Muhammad practiced with children the roles of a father, educator, mentor, and messenger, providing them with an effective, complete discipline in life.